States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please join me in prayer. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, you know the works that need to be done to keep the quality of this town as it is and improve it. Be with all the people here tonight who are making decisions and choices that they be the ones that you have lined up for them. Be with all of these people as they dedicate so much time and energy for the betterment of our town. And be with everyone here tonight as they leave and go home, that they arrive safely. And we ask all of this in your son's most precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Nettie.
Are there any community presentations this evening?
No.
Roll call, please.
Assembly members McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe. Wiederspoon.
Here.
Stokes.
Here.
Privett.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
And Mayor McConaughey.
Okay. Any amendments to the agenda? Conflict of interest. Move on to item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk. Item 6A, 7A, 7B, 7C, 7D, and 7E.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privett?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Two items in addition to the written report, although I did discuss one in the written report. I just want to publicly thank the Chamber of Commerce and also the Wrangell Sentinel and KSCK for helping us get the word out regarding Evergreen Avenue. We sent over 350 letters to the state DOT office and to the governor regarding Evergreen Avenue. And they all had to be in there by yesterday at the end of the day, and they were sent, so we'll wait and see what type of impact that has, and hopefully it'll have a positive one. The second item that I want to call to your attention is, as you all commented on when you walked in, we had our assembly chambers painted with the assistance of close-up kids, and those children were, or those young adults were, McKenna Harding, Erica Smith, and Arthur Acuno. So I just wanted to thank them for the great work they've done.
Also, yourself was involved.
There were different people, Kim and Carol Rushmore and Jeff J. Bush, and that week that we were closed between Christmas and New Year's, we were able to get in here and do a little bit of work.
Well, it's very bright. I will give you that.
For the listening audience, the room is now white. It was paneling.
Oyster.
It looks like we're sitting in an egg. About to be hatched.
Can I make one?
Yes, you may.
The Reed family are the ones that run the Castle Mountain Entertainment, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I would just kind of like to see if we could say thank them for their extra help to get this digital projection going. And I mean, I know that everybody's done a lot of work for that, but that's probably going to be a huge improvement.
It will save us quite a bit. Well, the initial expense is there in the changeover from equipment from what everybody remembers as the large film reels to digital. There's quite a bit of expense in that initially, but we will save operationally over time in you don't have to have somebody up there at the machine. The actual shipping costs of the film, very heavy. It was very expensive. Now you just pay a download fee. It will be much better.
Nice.
In about 3 years' time, you'll recoup the costs that we're spending to go digital.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
No more canceled movies because of weather.
Yes, hopefully.
That's excellent.
So we can honestly say that we have the biggest flat screen TV in Wrangell.
And also with the digital, we'll be able to get more first run movies. Right now, some of the first run movies, they don't even print on 35 millimeter anymore. So we can't even get them here. So it should also increase the quality of movies we get.
Excellent. Thank you so very much for that. Everybody's done that help, and that's great.
Are there any other comments of the borough manager's report? Hearing none, we'll move to the clerk's file.
I just have some items on here to mark your calendar. The one that sticks out is City Hall will be closed in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the 21st of this month. And then next Wednesday, January 16th at 5 o'clock, we will be having our code review committee meeting here, reviewing possibly Title 6, 10, and 11. And that's all I have.
Any comments to the clerk's file?
Thank you.
Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Do we have any reports by Assembly members? Comments? Hearing none, we have two resignations from the Economic Development Committee, one by Jeremy Maxson and one by Maria Wieg, and we appreciate their help and work that they have done through the last couple of years that they've been in the community and on that committee. And I assume at some point they will we'll have a certificate for them?
Mm-hmm. At the next meeting.
Okay. Persons to be heard.
We don't have anybody signed up.
Yay. Let's move right on to unfinished business. We have none. Yay. Now we're on to new business. Item A, approval of procurement contract award to ASCOM SBA for the 300-ton marine vessel hoist.
Go ahead, and then I'll explain.
Yes, please.
Move to approve pending no contest during the protest period. The Assembly authorized the borough manager to enter into a contract with ASCOM SPA for procurement of a 300-ton marine vessel hoist in a contract amount of $1,315,000 to be paid from the State of Alaska DCCED grant for this project.
Second. Motion been made, and there's a second.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, we as you are aware, we received a grant for $2.75 million from the State of Alaska for the purchase of a 250-ton travel lift or marine vessel hoist for our Marine Service Center. And we went out to bid for that process, and the bids were due back in November, and we received two qualified bids, with ASCOM being the lowest bidder. The difference between ASCOM and Travelift was about $400,000. Travelift is predominantly American-made company, and ASCOM is predominantly Italian. With that difference, we wanted to make sure before going to a different provider than what we currently have, we wanted to make sure that there weren't any differences between the two. We had P&D engineers look at both items, and then we also sent two of our employees down to San Diego to try the ASCOM product that they have there and to actually work the machinery. After P&D engineers looked at it and after the employees operated it, they were completely fine with that, and staff would recommend that we award the bid to ASCOM were in the amount of $1,315,000. The remaining funds that we received from that grant, we will be able to turn around and put into improvements at the Marine Center. There do need to be some dock improvements made for the larger lift and things of that nature.
Is there any discussion?
I just comment, due to the difference in the bids, I had some concern, you know, when I first learned of that. But it seems like the harbor personnel went to see this really really putting some effort in it and talking to people that actually operated it and used them, and they were found that they were very satisfied with the hoist. So I think, well, they did a good job.
Mr. Meisner's in the audience. If there's any questions of the port, he's the man.
And this was also approved by the Port Commission at their meeting last week.
Okay. Are there any questions? Any further discussion?
It's a good thing to go.
Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item B is proposed ordinance, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 20 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to zoning and the official zoning maps, and this is the first reading.
Move to approve first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held January 22nd, 2013.
Seconded.
Motion's been made. It's been seconded.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, this is to begin the process, or to finalize the process, rather, of establishing the remote zoning areas in our borough. The Planning Commission has worked on this for about 2 years to get us to this point, and I think Carol will be at the public hearing in 2 weeks, and we'll be happy to go into a more detailed review of all the different zoning items and classifications.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Just looking at it, looks like there's a lot of them.
Mrs. Rushmore is in the audience. If does anyone have any questions of Carol? Okay. If there's no further discussion, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13. C is authorize the sale of the amended industrial park subdivision 3 lots.
Move to approve that the amended industrial park subdivision 3 lots are listed be advertised for public bid sale as required under Wrangell Municipal Code section 16.12.004. And to authorize that any appraised properties not purchased during the sealed bid process be offered for purchase over the counter on the first day.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Ms. Stokes. Discussion.
Was it?
Yes.
An earthquake? Yeah, I thought. I think
we
just had
an
earthquake.
Jingle?
Okay, with that.
Run! Run! Oh, excuse me.
That's okay, we're fine.
We're
not that close to the water.
It's a ferry.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, as you are aware, the industrial subdivision was created for light industrial activities, and in 2012 we sold the last of those lots. We began to look and see where we could extend infrastructure either the most affordably, and we identified 4 lots that we could add relatively cheaply, and those are the 4 lots that we're trying to get approval to offer for public bid and or over-the-counter sale if nobody bids on them.
Any further discussion? Comments? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item D is approval of a professional design contract to R&M Engineering, Ketchikan, for the Kazziar Street Roadway and Utilities Improvement Project.
Move to authorize the borough manager to issue a contract to R&M Engineering Ketchikan for professional engineering services in a time and expense not to exceed amount of $74,600 with funds to be paid from the State of Alaska DCCED construction funds for the Kazziar Street Roadway and Utilities Improvement Project.
Second.
Motion's been made and there was a second. Discussion.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, we received $1 million from the State of Alaska from DCCED for this project. We did the first phase of engineering, and this would be for the second phase of engineering because R&M did the first phase. We are recommending that they go ahead and be awarded the second phase. We went to them with an RFP, and we were satisfied with their response. And this will get us closer to beginning that project of Cassiar Street. We also have received other funding in the amount, I want to say, I wish Carol was still here, I want to say $640,000 for some of the utility and drainage improvements and water and sewer line improvements that go there. And between those two, we're pretty confident we can get Cassiar taken care of.
Oh, excellent. That's great. That's wonderful news.
Is there any other discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13E is a proposed resolution 01-13-1263. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of all job descriptions for city employees.
Move to adopt resolution.
Is there a second? It's been seconded. Discussion.
Honorable Mayor and members of the Assembly, as you are aware, several years ago we contracted with a payroll consultant who suggested that we update all of our job descriptions, and we had hired an individual to begin that process, and then due to some family issues that he had to step back from that process, so we finished it from that point on. It was about 95% complete, and then we utilized our intern this summer, Mr. Rubin, worked on these items. Kim worked on these items before she was hired for her current position. And some of the examples of types of things that needed to be updated in the job descriptions were physical limitations of the job, maximums, minimums, things of that nature, to be federally compliant. And all of those changes have been made to the descriptions, and we would recommend approval of them.
Is there any discussion of the Assembly? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Then we have item 13F, which is a proposed resolution number 01-13-1264, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for a change in the pay plan of the city's personnel system and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Seconded.
It's been seconded. Discussion.
Honorable Mayor and members of the Assembly, this change is a result of some of the changes to the job descriptions. As a result of some of those changes, the job titles change, and therefore the pay plan needs to be changed to go with those job titles. It does not change anyone's current pay or where they fall in that system.
Okay. Any discussion of the Assembly? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13G is proposed resolution number 01-13-1265, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a revised personnel handbook titled Personnel Policy.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Discussion.
Honorable Mayor and members of the Assembly, we've had, this has been a work in progress to get to this point. We had to update our personnel policy. There were many different sections of it that were not compliant with either federal or state law. Some of those items, to give you an idea of, were compliance with the American Disabilities Act, compliance with the Family Medical Leave Act, compliance with affirmative action, compliance with immigration law, and that's specifically needed for some of our contracts that are funded, or any activity that we have that receives federal funding. We added whistleblower protection, compliance with drug testing for all employees before they're hired, changes and updates in per diem for travel, and other minor changes throughout in order for it to be consistent with the collective bargaining agreement that we have. And then also there was a disciplinary process that was revamped and formalized, and previously that was virtually non-existent in our personnel policy. We enrolled this to department directors during the summer, and this was also an item that we utilized Nathaniel for. And then we've had Mr. Blasco look at it as well, and staff would recommend Borough Assembly approval.
Discussion of the assembly?
I would just like to say this is a wonderful work. I mean, very, very, I mean, I just got to congratulate these, all these guys, the work that they did. A lot of work to change a policy. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rubin, it'd be nice to have another one like him.
Is this information all available on the website?
It's been on the website this week as an attachment, hasn't it? The personnel manual? Well, I got this one off of
there.
So yes.
Okay.
And then once it's adopted, it will also be on the website for everybody.
And of course, it's available to anyone.
Oh, public, yeah.
Community, come down and get a paper copy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we'll also email it to anybody who wants
it. Is interested. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Burdick?
Yes. We have attorney's file. Any comments? We move to executive session. There is no executive session. Then we move to the fun part. Meeting stands adjourned at 7:23 p.m.